In the run-up to the recent presidential election, we were treated to the ugly division of Americans into makers and takers. In Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun, we get a slightly different taxonomy. There are the takers and the tooken. These distinct classifications reveal much about how we view America through different ends of the social, economic, and ideological spectrum. This modern classic, directed by Gary Moore at Bradley University, explores themes of personal dignity, the importance of family, and the very notion of community. The play holds up magnificently over time. The themes, including the warnings, are as relevant today as in 1959, and remarkably prescient besides. A Raisin in the Sun takes us inside the Chicago tenement apartment of the younger family. Matriarch Lena, usually referred to simply as Mama, Mama's adult children Walter Lee and Benita, or Benny, and Walter Lee's wife Ruth and young son Travis. The family stands upon the brink of momentous change. They await the arrival of a $10,000 life insurance payment, a settlement upon the death of Lena's husband, Big Walter. Walter Lee, a chauffeur, dreams of investing the money in a liquor store, while Benny wants to go to medical school. Mama has remained noncommittal, with deep moral reservations about Walter Lee's liquor store scheme. When her family begins to develop signs of fault lines, Mama puts a down payment on a house in an outlying white neighborhood, setting the stage for a showdown with the residents of that community and a moral quandary for Walter Lee. As Walter Lee, Cecil Blutcher turns in one of his finest performances on the Hartman Center stage. Blutcher has dug down and exposed all of the layers in his character. His performance is fearless and unrestrained without being over the top. Blutcher's face and body show the ache, the longing, and the barely contained rage that come from having his dream deferred. In many ways, the play is also Benny's story. Benny is courted by two men, George, the son of a wealthy developer, and Joseph Asagai, a foreign student from Nigeria. Alicia Thomas displays the pluck that defines Benny in most productions. But Thomas also finds a grounded center in Benny that belies the flitting of which Mama accuses her. It is in Benita's character that we find exploration of the fundamental question of what it means to find identity and heritage in a land not of your own choosing. Dottie Robinson plays Mama as a dormant volcano of dignity and moral righteousness. Her decision to buy a house in Clyburn Park is not driven by social rebellion, but by simple practicality. Her money goes further there than in the colored neighborhoods. Robinson's upright steadfastness provides an anchor to the production. Morgan Green's quietly understated performance as Ruth is a necessary and revealing foil to Walter Lee's self-centered behavior. Josiah Williams and Dawn McClure excel in supporting performances as Asagai and George. Rashik McBride as Travis makes up in charm and enthusiasm what he might lack in vocal projection and enunciation. Raj Bond as Walter Lee's business associate Bobo, and especially Kiela Jackson as neighbor Mrs. Johnson, provide interesting support, along with John Carroll in the thankless role of Lindner, the white representative of the Clyburn Park Improvement Association. It's possible to see the play as an African-American version of Tennessee Williams's The Glass Menagerie, but this is to trivialize Hansberry's accomplishment and to misrepresent the greater thematic complexity of her story. Williams's characters struggle with a common heritage and a culturally rooted American dream. In Hansberry's play, the culture is adrift, with devastating consequences that extend through questions of gender identity and roles. Besides, how do you work to achieve a dream that has yet to be clearly identified? A Raisin in the Sun continues through Sunday at the Hartman Center Theater at Bradley University. Tickets and information are available at theater.bradley.edu.